Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is attorney Sidney Powell, former federal prosecutor under 9 U.S. attorneys and a lead counsel for the United States. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, wherever you are.
Yes.
I know you're here somewhere. I love having Tammy Sue in the studio with me,
yes.
As you know, because
yes.
When we were at home, she was here, and we were there in the basement.
Mm.
But we're so glad Tammy Sue's here with us, and
yes.
All of you are here.
Yes.
We have a beautiful audience today.
We do.
They couldn't wait to hear Sidney Powell.
What an amazing moment. We have been praying for her.
Absolutely.
And we have reported a lot of the headlines. It was just great to hear that she loves justice.
Yeah,
yes.
So do I.
Amen.
I love justice.
Well,
yes.
Sidney Powell is a former federal prosecutor under 9 U.S. attorneys. She was lead counsel in more than 500 criminal appeals for the United States and more than 150 since then in private practice. Ms. Powell was called courageous and fearless for publishing her book, and I have it right here with me, and it's quite a read.
It is quite a read.
It's called License to Lie. License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Oh, that's scary. We want to welcome to our program, Sidney Powell.
Yes.
Welcome to our show. We're glad you're finally here.
Yes.
And you're in Texas, and we're in... Where
the Ozarks.
Are we? In the hills.
In the beautiful Ozark Mountains here.
Tell me, how did you have the courage, I'm going to say, to write this book?
Jim, I didn't even think of it as being courageous. I just knew there was a horrible truth that needed to be told. It was the last thing I could think of to try to do to help the American people understand what was happening inside our criminal justice system, if you can call it a justice system at all anymore. I saw the abhorrent weaponization and politicization of our Department of Justice only increase from the year 2000 through the current day. And it was so appalling, so offensive. I tried desperately to make the system work. In other cases, I had been able to do that. I mean, I certainly lost a few cases, but I could understand why I lost them. With respect to the Merrill Lynch Enron-related case, there was no reason that case should have been lost. And 4 innocent Merrill Lynch executives spent as long as a year in prison on an indictment that the prosecutors had made up the facts of and the law that they were applying to it, and they hid the evidence that showed these men were innocent. It took me 6 years to uncover the evidence that showed they were innocent, and that only happened by accident because the third team of prosecutors assigned to the case accidentally produced it to me. And I couldn't get the bar associations to do anything about it. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that I've practiced in now for over 40 years did not fix it. They fixed part of it, but not all of it. And I couldn't get them to pay attention to the fact that the Department of Justice had hidden evidence that showed these men were innocent. It was just a horrible experience. And I knew it had all happened deliberately on the part of the prosecutors. And then I watched President Obama take those prosecutors who had been named to the Enron task force by President Bush and his administration, I watched Obama take the same prosecutors and appoint them to be deputy director of the FBI. That was Mr. Andrew Weissman. And Catherine Rumler became his White House counsel, Obama's longest serving White House counsel. Lisa Monaco was his counterterrorism advisor, and now she's deputy attorney general, the second in charge of the Department of Justice, the person actually running the Department of Justice. Matthew Friedrich in the Bush administration became prosecutor in charge of the Ted Stevens prosecution, which he micromanaged to the nth detail. And of course, that resulted in Senator Stevens, the longest serving Republican in the United States Senate, losing his Senate seat and changing the balance of power in the United States Senate that enabled the enactment of Obamacare. So wrongful prosecutions and prosecutorial deceit and frankly obstruction of justice have ramifications beyond an ordinary person's ability to comprehend. If you're not following this stuff closely, you would never know it happened. And I knew no criminal defendant could write the book, because once you've been indicted, we seem to have lost the presumption of innocence. And I knew no criminal defense attorney from a big firm, or frankly, probably any other firm, would ever write a book like this and name names, because I did expect some blowback. And no firm would do that. So it was either me do it or you know, I was just going to have to put up and shut up. And I've never been good at that. So I had to write it.
Wow. Good. Amen. Thank you for doing
that. Are you afraid for your life?
No. God did not give me a spirit of fear. It just was not in the mix that I was blessed with. So my goal is to find the truth in whatever the circumstances are. That's the way I've always run my law practice. Just get me the truth. Sometimes that means we have to settle a case or, you know, do something different than the client might have originally wanted. But the truth is what I seek and what I operate on the basis of. That's the only way you can solve a problem. I mean, can you imagine how wonderful this country would be right now if everyone looked for and told the truth? And how we could accurately identify problems and then solve them instantly. Instead, we're just facing this monstrous deceit coming from our government, our media. Every part of the communist leftist operation is based on deceit. And God hates deceit. He loves the truth. The truth is part of the light, and we've got to get back to that.
Amen. You're so right on.
Wow, what a voice for this now, this moment. And these, it seems like we have government by lying and cheating and stealing and all these things that are going on. And my heart's broken. I'm just broken today for what's going on in the world.
Yes.
And for what's going on in the
country
and in the government.
Mm-hmm.
And to be, you know, the places of justice have become injustice.
That's right.
And that is scary. Sydney, please share your thoughts on the current state of the nation today. What do you feel about the nation right now?
Well, one of the important things for us to remember is that everything they're pushing at us is based on deceit. There are more of us than there are of them. Real Americans are not divided. We are united, regardless of color or anything else. People who love this country are united in their love of the country, liberty, freedom, goodness, truth, all that the founders intended for us, the right to worship God, all of it. That unites all real Americans. The media and the government are trying desperately to divide us because the globalists that are running everything now want to destroy America. George Soros in particular has a goal of destroying America before he dies. It's like a chess game to him, and we are the king he wants to capture. We cannot let that happen. It's going to take every Christian in the country to stand up and make their voice heard for truth and justice and righteousness and the return of God to our nation.
Amen.
So good.
Wow. True. You've got to read this book. This is one of the most important books of this hour.
Yeah.
And this is License to Lie, and it's exposing corruption mm-hmm. in the Department of Justice. And we're going to include with this book an interview with me, with her. But so you get that as a bonus.
We're making this available for a $35 donation to the ministry. That does include the shipping and handling. You'll receive the License to Lie book along with that special DVD taping for a donation of $35 to the ministry.
So order the book right now. I dare you to read the book.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
I dare you. It's exposing the corruption in the Department of Justice. And she's not afraid.
Yeah.
Amen.
I guess I'm a chicken, but I without God, I'll tell you, I can't make it. Amen.
Amen.
But she knows God, and she loves God, and she loves America.
Yes.
And she's standing up. I'm going to ask you, what will America's future look like if we continue down the path we're currently on?
We won't have a future. We won't be America anymore. They're trying desperately to make that happen every day with the no borders and all the horrible policies that the Biden administration is adopting. They're trying to destroy the middle class. That's what the COVID response was all about, because as long as we have a successful middle class, we will have freedom. 4 years ago, I went on an expedition for 6 months, literally going around the world just to see for myself what was going on. And every country I stepped into, you could just see and smell the corruption. There were the few elites that were running the government and had the money and the power, and everybody else was living in the dirt, sometimes literally living in the dirt, beside these high-rise, elegant buildings where the powerful and the corrupt lived. That is what they want to reduce this country to. Instead of seeking to raise other countries up to the standards of this country, they want to destroy this country and bring it down to the point where we are like Venezuela, or simply a vassal state to China, that wants our land and our resources like they've raped any number of countries around the world for theirs. One of the things I noticed particularly was that every, single port that we pulled into had been built by China and Cuba. And then they put roads and infrastructure in only to the places they wanted to go to raid the timber crops or the food crops or the rare earth minerals. That's all it was about. That's what the Silk Road Initiative is about. They've essentially taken over Italy now. They've taken over any number of countries by simply investing in their infrastructure initially enough to get them into the country where they could take anything they wanted and bought off the dictators in those countries. And the election fraud that we have just experienced firsthand has been perpetrated in any number of other countries. And it's all part of the same globalist plan that runs the human trafficking and the drug trafficking and essentially every evil that we're dealing with that simply is a scourge on the earth.
Wow. Yeah.
The drug problem has gotten so bad.
Yeah.
And what is it, Mondo? That
fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl.
That I just been studying about. It's so horrible.
Yeah.
And for pennies, they're making this drug. And they're selling it for like $20, $30, $40, $50, whatever they can get for it, I guess, $100 even. And this is horrible. It's a killer. We open the borders and more of it's coming in. Why can't we close our borders, do you think?
Well, we could. It's a really fairly simple matter to do that, but it takes guts and a willingness to draw the line and enforce the line. It would be simple enough to search every vehicle that came into the country, or make Mexico do it, or stop the international traffic, hold them responsible. There are any number of things that could be done to enforce the border, but Biden and the globalists don't want that enforced. Every illegal alien that comes into this country drains our own resources and renders us less able to help those who do things properly and to even help them in their own countries, which is where they ought to be. One of the things I enjoy about the world are the differences and the diversity in different countries. I don't want, quote, a homogenous world where everything looks the same everywhere you go. Our different cultures are important and part of what enriches us and the world itself. We've just, every culture has a right to maintain its own integrity and its own important processes and practices and everything that makes it special. And that includes America. We were founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We're entitled to maintain that as our national heritage.
That's right.
Yes, I have always felt like in Latin America, if we could help reinforce Latin America, they have this great culture. Mm-hmm. And it's such a shame that we have a government that wants everybody to be the same. They want everybody to be under control of the government. Mm-hmm. Will the fight for our freedom of religion and expression, do you think it'll end up in the Supreme Court?
At some point, I would think it would, although our Supreme Court right now doesn't seem to want to take anything that's really important that would affect preserving our Constitution and the very essence of America itself. What we've just witnessed is a complete institutional failure of every part of the government that is to enforce the rule of law that our whole republic depends on. I mean, if we can't have a free, fair, and transparent election in the United States of America, we are toast. And right now, that's our status. The Arizona audit is already showing massive problems, deleted files when the federal statute requires that every election record be kept for 22 months. And the reason the statute requires that is so that we can know that our elections are free, fair, and transparent. Dominion Voting Systems is refusing to provide the code needed to access the information in the machines. They're claiming it's proprietary when we are supposed to have transparent elections, and they are an important part of providing that. It's preposterous. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing. They have done it all deliberately. They did it all in a massive coordinated effort, and every single institution of our government that is supposed to enforce our laws has betrayed us, including the Department of Justice, even under President Trump, that said, oh, there's no evidence of fraud. And then the dictate came down from, I heard, the number four in the Justice Department saying that the U.S. attorneys were to stop all cases that they might be investigating, and position of the Department of Justice and the FBI is there was no fraud. Well, they can take whatever position they want, but they're lying. They let it happen. They enabled it to happen, and they are covering up the fact that it happened. They are as much part of the criminal action in this situation as the people are in Dominion and others who did it.
What is your response to the news from Arizona yesterday, they said officials deleted the entire database from the voting machines. And the news I read, and Mondo's the newsman, so I should check with you, Mondo, I'm sorry, because I just read headlines a lot, you know, because I don't get into it as deep, but I do it once I start researching. But the one source declared that Trump won?
Yes.
Arizona, is that right?
That is correct. You're absolutely right.
What do you think about what's going on in Arizona?
Well, I have no doubt that Trump won Arizona, probably by hundreds of thousands of votes. Our initial calculations were that it was 400,000 to 500,000 votes that they changed fraudulently by one means or another. So, yes, I fully believe Trump won Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, at the very least. I think there are other states he won by much bigger margins, because one of the things they did was run an algorithm, and I believe that ran nationwide, to shave votes from Trump and give them to Biden. That was about a 0.26 shift, which made it actually, you know, almost a 6% change in the total vote weight. And Dominion's own manual calls that, you know, race weight voting. which is absurd. It's supposed to be one man, one vote. So some people who install these systems knew exactly what they were installing. I'm sure others did not. But it was a massive coordinated effort. And then there's also evidence now of votes being flipped, including interference from foreign countries the night of the election. We posted our appendices for our Supreme Court filings on my website, sydneypowell.com, and on the website, defendingtherepublic.org. And people can read those appendices and see hundreds of affidavits and expert reports from mathematicians and statisticians and data experts. I mean, the data does not lie. The data was available the night of the election and thereafter. What they purport to claim as a result of simply mail-in votes being counted was a mathematical impossibility. I mean, numbers don't lie. It's impossible for a batch of 140,000 votes to come in all at once for Joe Biden and be valid votes. It just doesn't happen. That's like flipping a coin 140,000 times and it always comes up on heads. There's something wrong with that coin if that's what happens. And so that's how they infused counterfeit votes into the system. That was one of the ways. And then, of course, the other was the altering the votes in the machines through the algorithm and also by literally flipping votes. And then they had this process they called adjudication, pursuant to which if there was anything wrong with the ballot, for example, in Arizona, they had them marked with Sharpies. Well, all those went into adjudication. That meant that one person could sit there and decide who that vote was intended for. And they did it in hundreds of thousands. And you know they didn't sit there and review each ballot and try to come to a determination as to who the person intended the vote to be for. That shouldn't even happen at all. It really shouldn't happen. I mean, this is a million times or maybe 10 million times worse than the hanging Chad issue in Florida years ago when the vote counting stopped only in one county in the United States, and that case wound up in the Supreme Court. This is deliberate, calculated, pre-planned, organized deception.
Is there hope at all for a free election in America, an honest election in America in the future?
Well, the people are going to have to demand no machines of any kind, back to paper ballots, and have fair bipartisan people in the room to count the ballots in a completely transparent process. No more mail-in voting. The absentee procedures were already sufficient to cover whatever needed to be sent other than voting day. We've got to have voter ID, and I mean real voter ID, and only citizens of the United States can vote. Those are simple, basic requirements for a free and fair election. We have required much higher standards in other countries. In other countries, when we've gone in and tried to straighten things out, we've required even thumbprints on ballots. So there is certainly a basis to strengthen our voting laws here. And we need a Department of Justice that will enforce the law. For example, there should be a prosecution tomorrow of whoever and whatever is responsible for having deleted the records in Arizona. That's a federal offense. At the very minimum, it's punishable by a $10,000 fine and up to a year in prison, if I remember correctly, because it's so important that voting records be maintained to secure the integrity of the vote. Will that happen? No, not under this Department of Justice, because there is no justice right now.
Mm. Oh, my God. There is no justice right now. You've got to read this book, Exposing the Corruption and the Department of Justice.
Yes.
You know, when I was in prison, the prisoners always said, there is no justice. It's just us, meaning them. Justice meant just them. Oh, you don't get that, do you? Oh, you got that.
You can look at my website, creepsonamission.com, and you'll literally get the picture. You can also get the T-shirt.
I love that. That's great.
You were the attorney for General Michael Flynn, Why was he targeted by the FBI and the Department of Justice to take down President Trump?
Well, Flynn was a multi-appealing target because he knew so much. He had been Obama's director of intelligence for the military, head of the DIA. And he, as they say, knew where all the bodies were buried. He had opposed the Iran situation. He had opposed the waste of resources in Afghanistan. He had spoken out on that very loudly. And of course, Obama fired him from DIA and absolutely hated his guts because he dared challenge him and suggest that there was anything wrong with his Iranian policy and his policy on ISIS. I mean, Flynn saw the rise of ISIS. While Obama was calling it a JV team, Flynn knew it wasn't. So Obama absolutely despised him. In fact, in a conversation with President Trump, the brief conversation they had as part of the transfer of power, Obama only mentioned two names to President Trump, and that was Kim Jong-un of North Korea and Michael Flynn, which just stunning. But anyway, Obama was determined that Flynn not be allowed to do anything. And of course, the whole deep state operation felt the same way. Comey, Baker at the FBI, there was a whole cadre of people that were determined to take out General Flynn. And so they did. And by doing that also, they managed to continue the Russia hoax and the obstruction of justice hoax. In fact, there never should have been an obstruction of justice hoax because in defending Flynn, one of the things I found out was that Comey, when he talked to Trump on the day that, quote, created the obstruction of justice issue that they proceeded on for months, if not years, was Comey not telling President Trump that they had already cleared General Flynn of everything. They did that in January. The FBI cleared him of everything in January. But Comey meets with Trump on February 13th and doesn't even tell him that, and instead uses that to say President Trump was trying to obstruct justice. It was all, excuse me, just an absolute farce. And so Flynn was prosecuted on the basis of lies. His own attorneys didn't get all the information they should have had from the Department of Justice and didn't convey information to him correctly. The Department of Justice and the FBI, of course, had simply made up a case against him. They had no reason to go interview him at all. The entire thing was completely pretextual. And it took not very long, frankly, to uncover all that. It was so blooming obvious. But we had to keep pounding the Department of Justice to produce the information that showed he was innocent. And then in the process, we exposed the corruption of the federal courts because Judge Sullivan, even after the government moved to dismiss the case because it never should have been brought and Flynn was innocent, Judge Sullivan refused to dismiss it for the first time, I think, in the history of the country, completely unprecedented acts, and appointed his own special prosecutor, his friend John Gleason, to try to prosecute Flynn even after the government, which is the only authority under the Constitution to conduct a prosecution, had moved to dismiss it. In fact, the government moved to dismiss it two or three times, and it never was dismissed. We never got it dismissed. The D.C. Circuit originally overturned Judge Sullivan, but then the Sullivan himself hired a lawyer and wrote a brief for the D.C. Circuit en banc and got the entire court to reverse the panel of the court that had ruled in our favor, saying Sullivan had to dismiss it. So it was just a stunning legal education. That's the next book I need to write once I get a few other things straightened out. But it was quite remarkable. And on my website, sydneypowell.com, too, you can listen to the multi-hour arguments in front of the D.C. Circuit. Particularly educate yourselves by listening to the one in front of the en banc D.C. Circuit, and you will see how incredibly politicized that court has become. In fact, when I got through that argument, I was embarrassed for the federal judiciary of the United States.
Wow.
My lands.
Wow.
Wow. This is shocking. I need to catch my breath almost.
Yeah.
I put all the Flynn pleadings on the website too. So if you want to read more about the Flynn case, you can read our filings there and see what the truth was. It's just stunning.
But he was, General Flynn was targeted by the FBI and the Department of Justice trying to take down the president. Why has there been, the president, Donald Trump, did probably more foundational, solid work to build a strong America. And we can see it right now with this gas thing going on, this
shortage.
You know, yeah. What did Trump do? Trump had developed a system. We had the pipeline from up in Alaska. Mm-hmm. We had all the other things going on. Mm-hmm. And the minute that the new president got in, he changed all these things, and now we have lines at the gas pumps today. As we're doing this show, they're lined up. You can see it on TV there. Line after line after line, the cost of gas has gone up and somewhere in $4 and $5 a gallon. And this is a tax that you haven't controlled or you have no control over. No one voted for it. It just takes over, and then this tax, you have to pay every time you buy a tank of gas, and it comes to what, $40 extra?
Yeah, at least depends the state. Yeah, Virginia is $7 a gallon. I mean, it's incredible.
So, but this thing is this anti-Trump thing. I just wanted you to comment on something. It's just bugging me. Because I just read it in the media, yes. Online
Palm
media,
Beach that for Palm Beach is Trump arrest.
Yeah, Palm Beach is preparing to arrest Donald Trump. Did you see that?
I did see that. Yes.
They want to put him in a jail.
They want to destroy him and his family and his companies. It's the politics of personal destruction. That is what they are determined to do to him, because they don't want anyone from the citizenry ever to rise up again and think they can be president of the United States or be elected, much less be elected president of the United States. It's all about the globalist power, the communist power, the corruption, and their greed. It is all about pure evil.
Wow. It really is.
The Department of Justice was established, you know, to protect us. But how can we trust them when we all have seen the corruption at the highest levels?
We can't. There's nothing we can trust now about our federal government. I don't know one single part of it that can be trusted.
Oh, wow. My God.
And it is just a heartbreaking, crying shame.
You know,
wow.
It's blowing.
Does that shock you?
Mind here. Yes.
It's just where we are, people. And the church has got to stay alert.
Yes.
God's people have got to stay.
That's
those
right.
Who believe in freedom of speech and what's happened to America. We can't even speak without being censored. It's horrible. You've got to get this book, people, today.
License yes. to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice.
I'm so familiar to this type of situations, because when you're in the inner city, mm-hmm. Latinos, African Americans, we have witnessed the injustices from these departments. I was a part of it when the Rampart Division mm-hmm. became one of the biggest headlines in the 90s, and the corruption behind the system. I was blessed. Thank God. I got to tell you this. Thank God, God's hands was on my life. Otherwise, I would have spent the rest of my life in prison mm-hmm. because of the corruption from the system. But that's not even the part. The part is this. This is why ethnics in America, Latinos, African American, Chinese American, whatever you want to call it, they don't trust the government. But we are being lied to. We are being seduced by this lie, by this corruption. And they have taken over the inner cities of America, where you look at America right now and you wonder why there is such hostility when it comes to the ethnic groups marching on the streets, destroying, the anger that is built up because of this corruption. I have to say this, the only hope we have is voices like Sidney Powell, voices like the Jim Baker Show that can preach and tell the truth so America can wake up and understand that we can no longer be seduced by this corruption. And if we don't stop what is going on right now, the cities of America will no longer be livable anymore. Look what's happening with the homeless situation. That is corruption at the highest level with the governors not doing anything about it. But she's absolutely right. They are trying to make the middle class America the enemy of the people. When I was exposed to middle class, I realized I can own a home. I can own a business. I can become an individual with my own mindset and be able to make my own decisions just like the rest of the Americans could. That is what we call in Latin America, the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
They have destroyed, the corruption has destroyed the American dream that it was the envy of the world.
Yeah, that's right.
I want everyone who loves this country and wants answers to read the book. It's a great read. Back before he died, Rush Limbaugh read this book
and
recommended
it. Yes.
And he said it's written beautifully. And if you can see a book, a fascinating book on dishonest prosecution, he calls it. But he said it's written beautifully, and it is. It's a page-turner, just stunning. He says, get the book. And Newt Gingrich says, I recommend everyone concerned about the deep state read Sidney Powell's License to Lie. And it's a page-turner. It really is. And it's a book that you need to read to find out what's going on in this country. There's not much hope for a country without people like Sidney Powell
who
will stand up,
amen,
let their voices be heard, because America is in deep trouble. I want to get an update. If people order the book right now, and you get the video also.
That's right.
With the interview with her, with me, on when you order the book.
That's
you get
right.
that as a free bonus. Free shipping.
Yes,
right?
That's right. That's for a $35 donation to the ministry. And I also want to mention, we have the Friends and Family offer, which simply is three of the books, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption and the Department of Justice books, and a bonus DVD offer for a $90 donation to the ministry, and that is free shipping as well.
So order your books right now. Toll free, Lori. What's that number again?
1-888-988-1588.
Call right now.
Or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
We want you to order the book today.
Yes.
Order it right now.
Right.
This is such an important book. But can you give us an update on the lawsuit that Dominion has filed against you for claiming that fraud was committed in the 2020 presidential election? Can you bring us up to date with that?
Yes, we have motions pending before the court to dismiss the case because there's absolutely no factual or legal basis for them to pursue me for anything. Everything I said was based on massive evidence that we filed along with the case and have posted on my website from the get-go. We also have an organization now called DefendingTheRepublic.org. They sued it as well. It's a nonprofit, a C4, to advocate for election reform and to have fair and transparent elections, and also to protect the individual rights, that the God-given and unalienable rights enshrined in our Constitution that we each are entitled to, because everything is under attack right now. So Dominion sued me for $1.3 billion. And Smartmatic sued me for $2.7 billion in New York. And Eric Coomer, who works for Dominion, has sued me in Colorado. So we are defending the Republic on two fronts, and myself and my PC on three fronts, because they want to suppress the truth. They want to intimidate other people from speaking out. They want to destroy me personally and professionally. In fact, there are a number of hit pieces out on me today. You can sign up for email updates as to what's going on at sydneypowell.com or at defendingtherepublic.org. And I've also started a new super PAC that I'm the only person responsible for it because I want people to be able to trust it. And it's to represent the voices of we the people. We're only asking for contributions of under $200. And we want to encourage everybody to join together to speak out on all the issues that are important to maintain the culture and the rights that we have as Americans.
That is so powerful.
Everybody, they want to cancel Sydney Powell.
Right. Everybody needs to go to Sydney Powell's website. We all have to get involved in this together. And Sydney, what she's done is she's educating us.
Yes.
We must be educating and see, you know, and really,
it's unbelievable.
We have to know how to talk and what we're saying and talk to our family.
You know, this
our
is
friend.
My first interview with her. We've got to stand with Sydney Powell. We've got to stand with everyone.
That's right.
That cancel culture, they want to cancel Sydney Powell. Don't cancel Sydney Powell. Don't let them do it.
That's right.
Don't let them do it. We can't let them cancel the church.
No.
That's what they're doing to the church.
That's right.
They want to cancel your preachers, your priests, your ministers. They want to cancel them. Anybody who preaches what the Bible preaches, they want it eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only thing standing between them and the total takeover. And this book exposes much of what can be called the deep state and its corruption. Has anyone tried to stop you from getting this book published? I can't believe you got it published. How did you get it published?
Oh, I self-published it.
And there it is.
Yeah, I self-published it back in 2014. And it covers events really from 2001 to 2014. But then the people in it are, you know, have been back in power, including on the Mueller hit squad, as I called it, ever since. And now Lisa Monaco is deputy attorney general. So it is still relevant. Things have only gotten worse since I tried to get the word out. They made every effort possible to suppress it. It was shadow banned on Amazon, and I've been shadow banned on Twitter and, you know, everything else. But I keep speaking wherever I can. In fact, I told somebody one time I'd go to the mouths of the gates of hell and talk to the devil himself if it would make any improvement in things. So, you know, we've just got to keep talking about these issues. Educating people is huge. If everyone would please sign up for our updates at sydneypowell.com and then send them to everybody you can think of, because we're really making a huge effort now to educate people on what is going on. And we've even got videos that are going to come out in the one today of Dominion people in their own words admitting and being confronted with all kinds of problems. So this isn't new. It's just new to the U.S., but they've really been doing it here for much longer than people realize it.
Have we gone too far to turn back
to
straighten America out? I'm frightened for it. I've never seen America in this position. I grew up in this country.
I thought I'd see America in this position, but we cannot think we have gone too far. I mean, I am convinced that if we repent and return to God,
amen,
across the country, we can save it. He will save it. He will help us save it. He created this country. This country was divinely inspired. There cannot be any doubt about that. For this country to be born and our Constitution to be written the way it is, that was divinely inspired. God loves truth. America needs to stand for truth and justice and righteousness, and we will be saved.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Wow.
Sydney Powell, get this book. So help me, get this book. This woman has, can I say it? You have guts, Sydney Powell. That's not nice to say about her, but she has strength.
Right.
She believes in God.
Yes.
And she believes in America.
Yes.
And people, we've got to all stand up. There's so many millions of us.
Yes, amen.
But you said in a speech given at Hillsdale College that this book was a book you prayed you would not have to write. Do you remember saying that? Why did you pray that?
Yes. That's because it meant the system had completely failed, that nothing had worked the way it should have worked, because if it had been righted at any stage of the existing system, I would not have had to write the book.
Wow.
So I continuously prayed that the system would work, that the truth would be revealed through our court system, that the Department of Justice would do the right thing, that the courts would do the right thing, that the bar associations would do the right thing, and nobody did the right thing. So I had to write the book.
Wow.
It seems like everything wrong is being done.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying people checks every week not to work, and stores are having trouble getting back opened again because they can't get employees to work.
That's right.
It seems like every decision of our current government is anti-United States of America. What do you think?
It is. I mean, they're trying to destroy the country. They want to render people dependent on government. It's essentially a form of slavery, and destroy the middle class so that they can maintain all the power, control all the wealth, aggrandize themselves in every way they think important, and destroy anyone who doesn't share their view of how things should be done. It's rank communism. It's rank fascism, which you're seeing with all our corporations jump right in. Soros is funding protests with cash. A lot of the destruction we see on the streets of our country are funded by George Soros, who literally pays people, one of his organizations pays people to go out and conduct these protests and riot and all of that stuff. And then we have mayors like de Blasio who turn them out of jail as soon as they're arrested for anything. Yet people who simply walked into the open Capitol building when the police opened the doors and let them in have been held in solitary confinement and without bail pending their trials. It's absolutely the most egregious double standard I have ever seen.
Do you feel like a voice crying in the wilderness sometimes?
Yes.
Yes.
But I'm going to keep doing it.
That's good.
And more and more people are listening. You know, people like you are helping get the word out. And there is a solid group of Christians and people who love this country and love God out there that simply need to activate and align and pitch in to straighten things out. And we have to start precinct by precinct and county by county and city by city. I mean, if you can't do anything else, monitor your city council. Go every time they have a meeting. Stand up and speak out about the important issues. Take your neighbors with you. Get yourself informed. Keep the prayer chain going, because that is really important. My mom and my aunt were huge prayer warriors, and they're both in heaven now, I'm sure. And no telling what's going on up there. I told somebody all the little cherubs are going to be wearing their bedroom slippers, that's for sure, because you didn't go anywhere in my house without your bedroom slippers on. So it's going to be, we just have to get back to everything that started this country and made us what we are originally.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome to come on this show anytime you have something new you have to say, or old, whatever you want to say. I want you to feel free to use our platform.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a potential audience of 1,600,000,000 worldwide now with the Jim Baker Show.
Yes.
Which, and they're trying to silence my voice.
Right.
And well, I'm just going to keep talking until I go to heaven. So
that's right.
And then if I go to heaven, there's a whole lot of people. So if you kill me, just remember, my whole family's right behind me. They're just going to take. We're not going to shut up. We're going to keep the program going.
Yes, we are.
And we'll have lots of guests to just keep bringing them on.
Yes.
And we're going to preach and teach as long as America is free.
Amen.
And that, I don't know, will be much longer if we don't do something about it. I've got just a couple questions. One of them is about your book. You mentioned so many times in the book the legal term, the Brady Rule. Would you explain that term to us then? And
yes,
I don't want to get too deep into all this, but I really want people to understand. Our people really study. Yes. My people read books.
Yes.
And my viewers read millions of books, believe me, because I send them to them. Mm-hmm. But right. I want them to get your book.
Yes.
Because they will be educated in what is going on in Washington that they've got to know.
Yes.
And we've got to stand up. Our pastors need to know.
Yes.
And they need to start speaking from the pulpit. Just because you're a preacher doesn't mean that you no longer have freedom of speech.
Right.
You have just as much freedom of speech in the pulpit as anybody does in the United States of America.
Amen.
The foreword to the book is as important to read as any of the rest of it. And the Brady Rule means that the Department of Justice, the government, any prosecutor, state or federal, has an obligation to give the defendant any evidence in his possession anywhere within the government that shows the defendant is innocent or would impeach and contradict the case against him or might mitigate his punishment and sentencing. And that's because the government has all the cards. They're the ones that have the witnesses. They're the ones that go to the crime scene. They're the ones that investigate and put the whole case together. The defendant often doesn't know half of what the government has or claims that he did. And of course, as we know now from any number of instances detailed in the book, as well as the General Flynn case, they often simply make it up if they decide to target someone and take them out with a criminal prosecution. So that rule is very important. It's got to be enforced. The Supreme Court has not taken the strong stand on it it needs to take. I've encouraged criminal defense lawyers to continue raising Brady issues and judges to hold prosecutors accountable when they hide evidence. It doesn't seem to happen anywhere like it should. And that's another thing we've got to watch for and keep fighting for.
What happens when federal prosecutors fail to disclose evidence for the jury to consider? We talked about it before, but you've faced this in these cases, and you said that prosecutors... In your book, that a prosecutor does play God. What do you mean?
I mean, a prosecutor alone decides who to indict, what to indict them for, and by deciding what to indict them for, he decides what punishment they get because of the federal sentencing guidelines. It makes an enormous difference, and it's all a matter of prosecutorial discretion. So a bad prosecutor can do one heck of a lot of damage. And unfortunately, now there are far more prosecutors that are interested in punching their own tickets to seven-figure salaries in international law firms or high positions in the Department of Justice than, well, really, there shouldn't be any, but there are a lot of them. And that is all wrong. That is not what a federal prosecutor is supposed to be. A federal prosecutor is supposed to seek justice, not convictions. And you can't seek justice unless you're seeking the truth. And combine that with some sense of fairness and mercy.
You say at the end of the book that we can make the system work better. In closing, what steps can citizens take to do that?
Well, for one, welcome jury service, because a single juror can stop an unjust criminal conviction by maintaining a not guilty verdict on each count. They call that sometimes jury nullification. I mean, a jury can just refuse to convict someone. But a single juror is in a way, the last bastion of democracy, because a single juror holding out alone can stop an unjust conviction. They have to do it on every single count, because even convicting somebody on one count, the way the sentencing guidelines are, can send them to prison for a very long time. And frankly, once somebody's been in prison more than 6 years, it's very hard to reintegrate them into society. Bernie Kerik wrote a good book called From Jailer to Jailed. He was head of Rikers Island prison system, 16 prisons there, and cleaned up Rikers, and then wound up being targeted and prosecuted and sent to prison for 3 years. For those interested in the criminal justice system, From Jailer to Jailed is an important read, too. And, you know, a year in prison, he said, it's like dying with your eyes open. You die again every day. We've got to come up with far better alternatives to prison for people who are not dangerous. Prison should be reserved for people who are dangerous, not people we're mad at.
Right. right. That's right.
Yes. Wow.
Not for so political good. Action.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. That's right. Wow.
It's powerful.
If you knew my story.
Yeah.
It's political.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My story judges people involved lobbying to put me in prison, taking my ministry, stole it in front of the whole world, and no one stopped it. And that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And the federal government cooperated. And I've got proof. And I've got lawyers and all that have handled this case,
mm-hmm.
and the videos and all that prove this. They canceled me.
Well, that's exactly what they did to General Flynn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's right. That's exactly right. What they did.
And you know it. You've worked with this. And this is what they want to do to you, Sidney Powell. This is what they want to do to her. And she's a strong woman. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God.
We are so
wow.
grateful for you.
So order her book and let's stand with her.
Yes, that's
right. When you
right.
order the book, you're saying to her, I care.
That's right.
Right. Yes.
Because she has written a book that is risking her life
mm-hmm.
to write this book.
Right.
And in America, we better stand up.
That's right.
You don't have much more time. With God, we can make it.
Yes.
With God Amen. On our side. Amen. Father, I just pray for America right
yes.
now. I pray
yes.
for Sidney Lord. Powell's protection,
yes.
God.
Yes, Father.
I pray, Lord, that you will touch every viewer, Lord.
Yes.
That they will stand up for the things of
yes.
God. Father, anoint them. Don't let one person that's listening to my voice go to hell.
Yes.
God, save Jesus. Souls that are watching today. Ask them to come. Ask you to come into their heart to forgive you of all your sins right now. Just ask God and He'll forgive you. He says, if you'll confess your sin, He says, I'll forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. God loves you so much. He loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. The only real hope we have is to stand on yes. the authority of Jesus Christ
Amen.
And His word and salvation. I have to go. My time is gone. I do want to thank Sidney Powell for being with us
yes,
today.
Yes, thank you.
Great woman. God. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Call us.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.